You're listening to Broad Topics. I'm your host, Laura Nickerson, helping you look at the world from a broad point of view.
My kids asked me about 9/11, and I had no idea what to say. I said, well, that bad people did bad things, and we're all very sad about it. And then my 3.5-year-old comes out and says, well, what color were they, Mommy? I was like, what? I said to him, well, honey, they were people colored. And he said, but what color were they? I said, they were the color that people are. They were skin colored. Inside panicking, you know, racism for a 3.5-year-old. How do I handle? And then I realized that what he was asking me was what color clothes were they wearing. You're a male stripper. Where was that moment that you walked into some kind of club or organization and said, this is the job that I'm getting, and then they hired you? What is that process like?
At 19 years old, I went to Los Bear and did amateur night. And that night, I knew I wasn't going to win, but I thought I had second. And I actually ended up losing to a guy who takes his legs off the stage while he's on stage.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this guy was hobbling, and then he gets out on the stage. And I'm thinking, you know, of course I'm going to beat this guy. But because he actually takes his legs off while he's on stage, the crowd goes crazy.
Like prosthetic legs?
Yes, he had prosthetic legs, too.
I would just really love to chat with that guy as well. When was the moment he said, I know what, let me take the legs off, and the women will go crazy? I mean, I literally put my kids to bed an hour early because their behavior was so bad. I was like, you just need to go in your room and shut the door, and I don't want to see you anymore tonight. I opened the Chardonnay, and that was the rest of my night. We are going to talk with actor John Leguizamo. Welcome to the show, John. How are you?
Hey, Laura. How are you? How's it going?
I am good. I'm good. We're so excited to have you here. So you are doing a one-man show. This is your fifth. It's called Ghetto Clown. What is it about this show that you can bring to the table that you haven't talked about in your previous shows?
Well, this one, I'm talking about careers.
If we had a chance to sort of make you an honorary broad of broad topics, can we throw a couple of our traditional women's topics at you?
Yeah, I got a feminine side, and, you know, I'm comfortable with myself.
Yeah, you were in Tu Wong Fu, right? Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Yes, I was.
What was the most uncomfortable part, by the way, of portraying a woman or a man in drag?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We had this thing called a gender bender. And it was a vial. They should have used that in Guantanamo Bay instead of waterboarding because it was brutal.
External female genitalia was most commonly injured part of the genitourinary. Genetto?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a restaurant. Hey, let's go to Genetto's.
Genetto
Urinaries.
They've got great lasagna.
You should try the shaved beef.
Oh, that's just bad.
I know.